Tayyip Erdoğan.
Turkey has just held local elections, and in August, the Turks will once again go to the polls, this time to elect the country's president. Speculation has long been rife about what current Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdoğan will do. For the past few years, he has hinted that he would like to run for president himself.
Erdoğan wants to run himself. He's been implicating that for a long time, and his recent description of what the new president should look like says it all. An active president, so it's basically him. Not a protocol president, as he said it. So it's basically Erdoğan himself. And he wants to win with a clear majority because he wants to use the presidential powers to their limits and actually expand on them.
Although the ruling AKP is by far the largest and most popular party, the country has been very polarized recently, and it is not clear that the Prime Minister would be able to muster the 50% plus one needed to win an outright majority on the first ballot. An alternative scenario being touted is that the AKP may change its internal rules to allow Erdoğan to seek an unprecedented fourth term as Prime Minister.
By making this kind of statement, I'm not going to run for the fourth term, at the very last minute, Erdoğan can change his mind and make the necessary regulation and run for the fourth term. And if Abdullah Gül stays as a president and Erdoğan stays as a prime minister, this is the expectation of people, because people of Turkey want to see Erdoğan as a prime minister.
The top two Turkish politicians were co-founders of the AKP a dozen years ago. Whether the political ambitions of one can be satisfied at the expense of the other, or whether the relationship will break down, remains to be seen. Nada Fekri, Press TV, Istanbul.